Do you have enough play in your life? Personal life, work life. You see that wagging tail? That is pure pleasure, pure enjoyment. I could stay here for the next hour. That tail would be wagging. He'd be looking for that frog or that mouse, and he'd just be as happy as can be. Yet, of course, he's a dog. He doesn't really have to work or pay the rent or all that serious stuff. In fact, most of his life is play. And if it's not play, it's eating or waiting to play the next time. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, and this is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. And I'm here to ask you, do you have enough play in your life? I know, I think the answer is no, because I think most of us don't. So how do we know when we do? And if we don't have enough, how do we get more? And I know I've got I can hear you, the naysayers out there, the skeptics who say, Bradley, you just want me to play and like it's all rainbows and fairy tales and everything will be wonderful. No. Unlike Pepper here, whose entire life is play, we have, jobs. We have, responsibilities. So how can we balance it? And by the way, those jobs, those responsibilities, we got to do those. Absolutely. I'm not saying go frolic in the woods, every day. I'm frolicking in the woods right now. What does frolic even mean? What a great word. Frolic. Hey, you. Stop frolicking over there. No. No, you. More frolicking, please. Huh. So play, and as Mark Twain would say to the contrary, work. And he would say, work is a thing you have to do, and play is a thing you want to do. Yet I'm going to take it a little further. I'm going to extrapolate play even more because play heightens our senses, heightens our awareness, or makes it all go away completely so that we're in a flow state, which, by the way, is the goal here. Flow state, efficiency, effectiveness, working without working, right? Getting those great ideas, having them come in, and then being able to use them. So there's a good example, new ideas. For example, I could work real hard, and get towards my goal. But then I'm not quite there. So let me work harder. Let me push more. Let me try harder. Let me force it. Let me growl and grimace. No frolicking here. And this is the particle and not the wave. This is matter and not energy. This is matter trying to change matter. Thanks, Dr. Joe. And I'm going to push. It's basically paddling upstream. It'll work. You can work at it, but how can we just turn the canoe around and play? And that's basically what we're talking about here. Work is paddling upstream. Sometimes we got to do it. In fact, maybe we got to push out that first empty page on the computer. We've got to get past that hard stuff of the first chapter. All right, work it through. Work it through. Paddle, paddle. Write, write. Work, work. Create, create. Just go out and do it. Like right now, this is work, right? I'm recording a video for my weekly Thursday Thunder and my audio Repossible podcast. This is work. I'm working here. I have to think. I have to be on. I'm recording. I have to have the audio right and the video, and I need to edit this video later. That's work. Yet, when does the play come? So the play comes ideally when you don't expect it. So just like Pepper over here, when we're playing, we're not overthinking. We're not, in fact, we might not be thinking at all. It might just be arriving. And play is when things get easy, by the way. Remember the paddling upstream? Turn that canoe around and let the river take you. And this can happen when you play. Now, if you're saying, Bradley, I don't have a canoe. I don't live near a river. I don't have a dog. I just work. Okay. When are you not thinking? When are you in a state that is more free-flowing? For some people, it's in the shower. Maybe it's driving home from work. Maybe in that commute and your mind is just elsewhere. Somehow you make it home. Somehow you turn the right places and don't sideswipe that car. So when is your mind at ease? And now here's the tricky part, because I was going to say try to, yet playing usually doesn't involve trying to. So you have the intention, I want this. I want these things to happen. I want this goal. Now go play, and you know you have that goal, and focus on something else. Let's focus on dog finding mouse. By the way, if he found the mouse, I'm not even sure what he'd do with it. He's not like a, I don't even know what types of dogs are that would eat mice, but he's in it for the hunt. He's in it for the play. He's in it for the tease, for the getting there, for the journey and not the destination. And I have to say, that's part of play. And that's how it can be woven into work. When you are consciously thinking, hey, the good ideas might come, the good ideas might come. I'm out here in the woods. I'm in nature. Maybe the good ideas will come to me. Yeah. Work through it. Do the work. Go on the hike. Do the jog. Do the thing you have to do. And then let your mind be as free as possible. I know it's impossible to make it completely free. But then let it come. I was going to say my niece. Wow, she's almost my niece. A good friend's daughter we grew up with. My kids grew up with her. She has this event, and it's called the Kairos Retreat. And I wrote a letter for her about that. I was supposed to have something with them, the past or our history or whatever. And I ended up writing about Kairos and Kronos. Kairos time and Kronos time. Now, this is very along the lines of what we're talking about here. Kairos could be play. Kronos would be work. Kronos is just like the seconds of a clock. 1, 2, 3, 4, o'clock. Clock is Kronos time. Chronological, right? Kronos. That's normal, regular, work hard, matter, particle. Kairos time, Kairos time. Look it up. It's awesome. Is dream time. It's playtime. It is the wave. It is the energy. It is the fun stuff. So if work is Kronos time, work, 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 paddling upstream, turn around into Kairos time, let it go, and let it come to you. Remember, push, push, push. What if we pulled? What if we didn't even pull? But just let it come into us. It wants to come into us. It's usually not allowed because we're so busy paddling and pushing. Kronos time, Kairos time, play, work. Do you have enough in it? Do you have enough of it in your life? And if not, how can you play? If you really need to get some tips on how to play, may I introduce my assistant, Pepper, over here, who is still wagging his tail. He's going to wag his tail as long as I stand here until I force him to leave. Did you get that? He's going to play until I tell him to stop playing. That's tragedy. What we humans are probably going to do is work until somebody tells you to start playing. Right? See that opposite there? See how awesome dogs have it? How can you be more like a dog? How can you play more? How can you have more play in your life? I can almost guarantee you the ideas will come. That work you've been doing, it'll pay off more. Kairos, Kronos, play, work, particle, wave. Matter, energy. See it? It's a balance. Thursday, I do this every week. You might call this work. It is. It's a process. And yet, it comes to me. Because I'm out here doing the work. At some point, I drop the oar, drop the paddle, and let it arrive. Let play arrive in your canoe, turn it around, and enjoy the view. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday Thunder. And the Repossible Podcast, here with Pepper, who is endlessly happy.